This is JIS News. Coming up, omnibus legislation gets endorsement, farmers to receive training on utilizing wetlands, and the Luzi pipeline replacement project to be completed in another few months. Details after this message. Stay with us.
The Jamaica Urban Transit Company, JUTC, continues its drive to serve you better with a full rollout of its cashless system.
This will make your traveling experience much simpler and safer because you won't need to use cash, just your smarter card.
So what are you waiting on? Get your electronic smarter cards at the Halfway Tree Transport Center, Spanish Down Bus Park, and JUTC office at 7 East Parade, downtown Kingston.
The Jamaica Urban Transit Company.
Your route to excellence.
Now the news. Head of the Department of Economics at the University of the West Indies, Dr. Damian King, says reforming the country's tax code will bring about a fairer tax system, promote growth, and bring in revenue. Dr. King's comment came in light of the recently passed omnibus legislation. The legislation seeks to establish a transparent and coherent regime to govern all tax incentives. He says a reformed tax code will allow for greater equity in the system, with a level playing field being created through the omnibus legislation.
If you can only stay in business by not paying taxes, then you should not be using up resources, you shouldn't be using up working capital, you shouldn't be using up labor, you shouldn't be using up factory space. Those resources must go into profitable businesses. Businesses that can cover all of its costs. And as long as you are usurping those resources while making losses and not paying taxes, you're holding the economy back. Let's have everybody pay the same tax rate, regardless of your name, regardless of your industry, regardless of your business, and all the resources go to producing goods and services.
Dr. King was speaking in an interview with Ian Boyne on a special television program produced by the Jamaica Information Service. The National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, will be hosting a farmer training workshop geared towards educating farmers on the impact of their activities on wetlands. The workshop, to be held in Westmoreland February 5, will also highlight the ways in which wetlands can boost agricultural production. The seminar is part of a week of activities to mark World Wetlands Day.
Well, the training spans a variety of things. It's not just how the wetlands can benefit them, but how their activities can also impact and preferably enhance wetlands. But it also helps to provide, in some instances, what's called green fertilizer, because they use the plants themselves as mulch for the soil.
Director of the Applications Processing Division at NEPA, Ainsley Henry. World Wetlands Day will be observed February 2 under the theme Wetlands and Agriculture, Partners for Growth. The principals of the 18 schools listed in a recent Jamaica Constabulary Force JCF study on education and crime have accepted that the Education Ministry did not seek to embarrass them when it publicized the findings. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites and other ministry representatives met with the principals on Monday, where he underscored that the institutions were named as part of plans to address the issue of school violence. The meeting also featured discussion on strategies to empower students and effect positive change.
It was well handled and it was very open. The opportunity was there for everybody to vent or to question or to help with the direction that we move into. And so I think we all left feeling a little more uplifted, supported.
Principal of Holy Trinity High, Margaret Brissett Booth, in an interview with JIS News following Monday's meeting. And the Luzi Pipeline Replacement and Non-Revenue Water Reduction Project is set to be completed in another few months. Junior Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change Minister Ian Hales says this will result in the pumping of an additional 5 million gallons of water per day to Negril and surrounding areas.
This year, however, those loading bays are up and they're in, ready to truck water anytime the drought situation exists in Negril for this upcoming season.
Minister Hales was speaking at a recent National Water Commission stakeholder meeting in Negril. The $12.6 million US dollar project got underway last September. That was the JIS News. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.